how it speaks to our heart. He knows where we are. And He knows what we need. And He knows when to send it. I'm glad He knows. I'm glad He knows. Back two or three weeks ago now, I guess, I received a devotional I get in the email. I received it on a Thursday morning, and began to read it, and it referenced a passage of Scripture I'm fixing to read, and it really got a hold of my heart. And I went and read it again. And I went to the passage of Scripture. And it really spoke to my heart. And I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, I'm feeling my heart. You want me to use this? But You're going to have to help me." And this week, He sure began to help me with it. I want to read 8 verses from Psalm 130. Psalm 130. The psalmist writes these words out of the depths, "Have I cried unto Thee, O Lord? Lord, hear my voice. Let Thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If Thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with Thee, that Thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. And He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." That's reading Psalm 130. It's not difficult to see the struggle of the psalmist in this text. As a matter of fact, he waits no time getting to the point of his problem or his situation. At times the psalmist will take some verses and build up to a point and then talk about what they're dealing with. But in this psalm, he lays the foundation right on the doorstep. This psalm is the cry of a hurting heart. It is the psalm of a burdened believer, a broken follower of the Lord. Honestly, we don't fully understand the reason of his situation, but we do know what he did about it. And it is with that thought in mind, I'd like to preach for a little bit on out of the depths have I cried. I wonder today if you have ever found yourself in such a place. I wonder if maybe there is somebody already today would have to say, "Preacher, that's where I feel I am right now." With the Lord's help, I believe He can shine some light on what the psalmist says and what the psalmist did when he says, "Out of the depths have I cried." I notice first of all that there is a cry for God to hear. The psalmist says, "Out of the depths have I cried unto the Lord, unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice." Then he said, "Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of thy supplications." I noticed the psalmist's condition. He says in these verses, "Out of the depths." I wondered what the word depths really meant. And they tell us that it means to be deep, to be unsearchable. As a matter of fact, they say it would apply to anything low or deep, as the ocean or a pit or a valley. Albert Barnes, the commentator, says it like this. The word that's used here would be applicable to deep affliction, dejection, or distress. It would apply to affliction like the depths of sorrow from loss of friends, property, or bodily suffering. The psalmist is crying out for help. I'm amazed at times how we want our prayers to be so proper and methodical. At times when we pray, we're more interested in saying the right words and saying the right things than just being honest. But I believe the psalmist is just simply being honest with God. The psalmist, in my words, is saying, I feel so low. I feel so down. I feel that I'm so deep. And Lord, because of that, I cry unto you. He is talking about his condition. But then I see the psalmist's supplication. He is saying, oh Lord, would you please hear? God, would you listen to what I'm saying? I desire you to focus in on me. Sometimes I think we don't want to pray selfishly, and I understand that. But sometimes you just got to say, Lord, I've got to have your help. I've got to have your strength. God, I need you. But I noticed the words. He said, Lord, hear my voice. Verse 1, he used the all capital word Lord. But here he uses capital L in O-R-D. This word Lord means the one in all authority. The one who can do anything. The one who has all power. I need you to hear me. And I need you to listen. It was an audible cry he made. But at the same time, I realize it don't always have to be audible. Sometimes you just can't do anything but cry. I was talking, texting with Brother Kevin this week. And he was early on having a hard week. And we just begin to talk in texts. And I referred over in Psalm 139. I typed it in our text where David said, "Oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off." You realize God knows what you're even thinking when you can't say the words. I've had occasions that my heart was so broken and so heavy I just couldn't get it out. But as David said, "Lord, you even knew my thoughts." Boy, isn't that a blessing today? That when we can't even get it out, He knows what we feel and how we think. The psalmist back in her text said, "Be attentive to the voice of my supplications." That means an earnest cry. Somebody said it's like a beggar talking to a king, realizing I'm not worthy, but I sure do need you to listen and hear. So there's a cry for the Lord to hear. Then secondly, there's a call for the Lord to help. In verse 3, he says, at first one might sound a little out of context. He said, "If thou, Lord, shouldest spark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared." The psalmist has a sense of his own failures and faults. He knows that in himself he has no grounds upon which to expect God to hear. He realizes how he has failed the Lord often. Realizes that if God chose to hold him accountable for every misdeed, every failure in his life, he'd say, "I have no grounds to stand on. If God called me into account for everything I've done wrong, what hope do I have? If God says, I choose to make you accountable for it all, what are we going to do?" Psalmist says, who could stand? But thank God he didn't stop there. The first word in verse 4 is, "but." Man, that turns the corner for us. He says, "but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared." What a blessing to know that with assurance In spite of all of my shortcomings, and I have the right to talk to the Lord of glory about my burdens and my needs because of the forgiveness found in the blood of Jesus. I can bow on my knees when I'm hurt and heavy and feel like I'm in the depths, and know that because of His mercy and grace, He'll turn and listen. So I say there is a cry for the Lord to hear, a call for the Lord to help. But then there is the confidence of hope. Verse 5, he says, I will wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they did watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. From the depths of despair, the psalmist has cried and called. And now he has hope renewed. He says, I'm just going to wait for the Lord. If you notice, three times in those two verses, he says the word wait. He says, I wait. Then he said, my soul did wait. And again, my soul waiteth. It isn't easy to wait, is it? I think one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life is to wait. I have talked with so many families that maybe the doctors, the tests show cancer or something, and they say we need to do more tests. Seems like it's always 2 or 3 weeks down the road, or even longer at times. And they found this skin cancer I had here removed. It was 2 months till I could see them to take care of it. For 2 months, I had a hard time waiting. Because I wanted it done right then. But what is the psalmist saying when he says that he's waiting 3 times? Here's how the Lord spoke to my heart about it. Psalmist was saying, I'm going to wait on the Lord. And I'll wait. And I'll wait. And I'll wait. And I'll just wait as long as I have to. Because I know in the Lord is where I find my help and my strength. He uses an illustration. He said, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. If you've ever spent much time in hospital, sitting with someone that's sick or hurting badly, or maybe even sitting by their bedside at home when they're so sick and through the night, for you can't wait to just see the morning light come through the windows. I remember times in the past in the hospital, things begin to help me whenever the sun came up. The idea seems to be that he's referring to the soldiers that stayed on the wall through the night. Sometimes the nights were long and dreary and weary, and they longed to see the morning come. Oh, listen. Sometimes we get tired, we get weary, we get worn, and we just long to see the morning. Preacher, what morning you talking about? I'm talking about a better morning. Those disciples of Jesus toiled all night on the sea. And it said, and when the morning came, Jesus stood on the shores and called out to them. Thank God one of these days the darkness is going to end. Difficulties are going to pass. And a new day is going to dawn. And our Savior is going to call us home. The heaven they sang about. The heaven was taught about. One day it's going to be reality. But the psalmist said, till then I'll just wait. As hard as waiting is, I'll just wait. But then he says in closing, let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there's mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. And He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Charles Spurgeon said, is this not a clear prophecy of the coming of our Lord the first time? And may we not now regard it as a promise of His second and more glorious return for the redemption of the body? He said, for this our soul doth wait, yea, and our heart and our flesh cry out for it with joyful expectation. Spurgeon said maybe he was talking about the first coming. But he said, how much more does it speak to you and I about his second? And we with earnest hearts long and wait for the day when Jesus comes. I haven't had a scripture to touch my heart so deeply as this has in a while. I mean, all of them speak to my heart that I preach. But this one seemed to get right down into my heart and my soul. Because out of the depths on occasions I have cried myself unto the Lord and longed for God to hear my voice and answer my prayers. Brother David, would you get us a song? That's the message of my heart. We'll give an invitation. There may be somebody here today that you feel where the psalmist was. That you're in the depths. So dark, so deep. But maybe what you need to do is lay aside your pride. Just bow before Him and cry and weep with an honest heart and say, God, help me to wait on You till the morning comes. Let's stand to our feet while we sing if there's a need in your heart.